Hello. Welcome to Q&A with Perrier. It's a great day in the Southwest here, and I'm happy to have all of you on board today. I wanted to start out talking a little bit about clay, since there might be some people who are not familiar with it, maybe newcomers to the program, and this is your time to answer questions and bring your learning to us here so we can answer and we learn from each other as I answer questions. I don't really know what I know until I have a question posed, so that's kind of an interesting theory. But I want you to know that clay is not a drug. It doesn't cure anything. It is a support mechanism. It's a catalyst that helps the body cure itself. Clay doesn't kill anything. It may dissolve things, it may reduce them, it may capture it and carry it out of the body. But as far as killing anything, it's not going to damage a body organ. Nobody's ever died from taking clay, other than maybe having a few people have a toxic reaction because they can't get rid of the toxins fast enough, which is really a sign that the clay is working. That's about the worst thing that can happen, and that doesn't happen but rarely. Clay is a catalyst. Now, let me explain that. A catalyst assists the body. It's a catalyst that assists the body in returning to and maintaining a state of balance and well-being. And a balanced body can actually heal itself. The catalyst is an agent that provokes, speeds, speeds significant change or action. For any process to occur, an energy known as activation energy is required. Without the help of a catalyst, the amount of energy needed to spark a particular reaction is very high. When the catalyst is present, the activation energy is lowered, making the reaction happen more efficiently. The catalyst generally works by changing the structure of a molecule or by bonding to reactant molecules, causing them to combine, react, and or release a product or energy. Unlike other reagents that participate in chemical reactions, a catalyst is not consumed by the reaction itself. So a catalyst is a spark that speeds up what's going on, and it helps create change from within, the releasing of energy or the holding back of energy. A living clay is one that's capable through balancing, transformation, stimulation, and interactive exchange of elements and energy. Now, that's quite a bit. It's kind of like a Swiss Army knife. It has multiple tools that it can put in action at the same time at different parts of the body to create different results that lead to your highest good. Let me read that again. A living clay is one capable of change through balancing, transformation, stimulation, the interactive exchange of elements and energy. A rock, on the other hand, is incapable of transforming itself from within. It can only change from outside influences, including weathering, heat, wind, and water. So clay is capable of changing from inside. The clay can combine with enzymes. The enzymes attached to the clay particle, they can create, anyway, they can make peptide chains and protein and create elements that the body is deficient in that the clay doesn't even contain, and it's through this enzymatic action. Clay has primarily six attributes. There's six functions of clay, so it's kind of like describing the functions of a Swiss Army knife. It detoxes both internally and externally. It cleanses internally, cleaning out old putrefied fecal matter. It balances. Clay is homeostasic, so it sinks to bring the body back into balance and equilibrium. It alkalizes. It has a high 9.7 pH. It stimulates. It draws blood flow and oxygen and circulation where it's needed for cellular repair and revitalization. It energizes. It has an electromagnetic energy that resonates with the life force energy of the body to propel it to a higher state of well-being. So those are the primary functions of clay. And now I'm going to go and open the lines and see what you have to say or questions that you have to ask. So let me go over to our Q&A line here. And see if we have any calls. We have one from Cheryl in Auburn. Will the clay help with molluscum contagium? A friend's 9-year-old son has had it for 2 years. So would he need it internally and bathe in it? Thanks. Well, I'm going to have to look that one up. But contagiousism, You have your email address here, and I'm going to look that up, and from what I know about it, I can tell if the clay will have an effect on it. Laudia Lauer from North Little Rock, Arkansas. Extreme swelling in the feet and legs. No doctors can find the cause. Now inflation has set in because of swelling being there over 2 years. Having trouble walking, joints also hurt, and have some arthritis in the right hand. Will living clay help me? Where is the best place to purchase it? Vaudia, yes, clay helps with extreme swelling and circulation. It's going to bring circulation. It's going to pull out the excess fluid. If you put the clay on there rather thickly, cover it with saran wrap, the swelling will start going down. That's the first thing people notice when they have a sprain or a swelling or a broken arm or something that is how quickly the swelling goes down as it pulls that out. It also pulls out inflammation. It wants to take that heat out. So you need to start getting some clay and put the clay mud very thickly on your extremities that are swelling and retaining this fluid. I'd say watch your salt intake as well. And if you start drinking the clay, you're going to notice that it may take you a little while to build up the state where your joints don't ache anymore. Sometimes people with arthritis get relief instantly. It's sort of a natural analgesic with pain. So I would definitely drink the clay. I would start with 2 ounces twice a day. This is the general cleanse procedure. And the rule of thumb is if you're not getting the results you want, kick it up a notch, so increase the amount you're taking. It's very, very difficult to overdose on clay. I think you'd have to take about 25% of your dietary intake, which would be a huge pile of clay. So I wouldn't, and most of us, you know, to drink it, you mix it and dilute it in water, so it would, you're not in danger of overtaking too much clay. It's not like a medicine or a drug that you have to have a set amount on. You can stop it at any time and start back at any time. I just don't know why anybody wants to stop it. I would suggest you also put it on your right hand. You can purchase it. If you're in the Southwest, the stores in the Southwest, the Whole Foods stores and Central Markets have it. We have it at some health food stores. If you go to livingclayco.com, you can order from there, or you can, they have a listing of retail stores around that carry the clay. You can look and see if there are any in your area. I think they're organized by state. That's livingclayco.com. You can Google it. There are different people that sell the clay. You can probably Google it also. Thank you. And let's see. Kelly Smith, could you please describe the differences between liquid and hydrated clay and how a busy mom could pre-make each of these to use for treatment for acne. Yes, a liquid clay is a 1-to-8 ratio, 1 part clay to 8 parts water. So for every 8 ounces of water, you want 1 ounce of clay, and 1 ounce is 2 tablespoons. And you want to shake it. Don't ever stir clay. It's just going to clump and stick to your spoon. You want to put it in a glass or food-grade plastic container with a plastic lid so you can shake it real good. If you want to make quite a bit, you can do it in your blender. I have a 32-ounce bottle. A 32-ounce is a quart of clay, so that would be 4 cups. So you can put 2 cups in your blender, put a half a cup of clay, blend it real well, add the rest of the water, the other 2 cups, blend it again, and you're going to have your 32 ounces of liquid clay, and pour that into a bottle. Keep it on your kitchen cabinet. You don't have to refrigerate it. It's not going to spoil. It's inert. Now, once it settles, you're going to have some heavy residue at the bottom. When you get down to that, add some more water to it, shake it up, and go water your plants. They're going to get green and bloom, and it's just great for your plants. It really gives them a boost. Now, to make it for the acne, you want to make the cleansing clay mask, the mud. So, again, use your blender. And however much, the clay swells 3 times, so however much clay you're going to use, you're going to use 3 times that amount of water, and then you're going to have, like if you use 8 ounces, that's 1 cup. Then you would use 3 cups of water, blend it, and when you get through, you're going to have 3 jars of clay. So just remember that it's going to swell 3 times, so if you use a half a cup, you would use 3 half cups of water, a cup and a half, and you're going to have that volume of clay. So you can make it up. It'll keep a long time if you keep it in a container with an airtight lid. And when you first pour it up, it's going to be a little watery, but on sitting it 5 or 10 minutes, it will expand and swell and absorb the water. Be sure and wash the blades of your blender off. Now, you can keep the jar of hydrated clay in your bathroom. I'd put a little bit in a smaller container and, keep one in the kitchen for burns or insect bites. If you go camping, take clay with you. But have your daughter or your child, I'm not sure if it's a son or daughter that has acne treatment, use a coating of the clay mask over her face. Leave it on, let it dry, then wash it off, and probably in about 30 minutes you'll see some of the places start disappearing. At night, she can put a thin coat on and let it dry and sleep with it on. But every other day, at least put a clay mask on. If her skin gets dry, which usually it feels baby soft, because by the time when you wash it off, you want to rehide it, re-wet the clay, and then wash it in circular motions, and it will exfoliate the dead skin cells, so your skin will feel soft. If you should get feel like your skin's getting too dry, order the Rejuvenation Face Cream. We do have people with acne that says after they get it under control and they keep using that during the day that they don't have any acne. It keeps it at bay. It keeps it from popping back out. Very definitely drink the clay. I would put her on 2 ounces twice a day. She is probably, or they are probably, over acidic, and the clay is going to balance that acidity. So you want them drinking the clay. Now, if it's a teenager and they don't like it, you can put it in the apple juice, you can put it in a smoothie, you can put it in chocolate milk. You can camouflage it a lot of ways. So 2 ounces of the liquid. And drink that. If you go to livingclayco.com and click on clay information, or you just go to the site map and click on the site map and look for mixing directions. Click on that and there's an article there, and if you scroll to the bottom of the page, there are two videos showing you step by step how to make the liquid clay and how to make the clay for the clay bath. You want to be sure and take advantage of those, because that just walked you right through it. If you have any more questions, give me a call. I'm always available to anyone to answer questions. And my number is 512-262-7187. Okay, Jenny in Walnut Creek. When doing a facial, is using green clay or a special clay for facials better than using living clay? No, I think the living clay is the best clay for external and internal. It's a triple swelling calcium bentonite clay. You're getting the benefits of a sodium bentonite in that it swells, and you're getting the benefits of calcium bentonite because you don't have the excess sodium. It's extremely, when you put it on, it's extremely tight. It pulls very tight. It's very strong pulling. It pulls out the excess oil and bacteria and the infections in acne and in your pores of your face. When it dries, you want a clay that's going to dry and hold real tight. When it's dry, if you smile and it starts falling off, if it just turns powdery and falls off, it's not a strong clay. You want a clay that really sticks, and you try to talk after it dries, and you feel like you have concrete on and that you can't smile or your face is going to crack and fall apart. The tighter it pulls, the stronger the pull, and the better it is. So I'm partial, but I've tried this clay and compared it to 40 different clays, and I think it's the best clay on the planet because of this triple swelling capacity that it has. Most of your calcium bentonite swell 1-to-1. So try that and see if you don't like it. Could you address maintaining pH balance? I thought I was trying to be alkaline, but I just read pH balance in a book today, and it said it's to test, so we are taking appropriate amount to be balanced. Well, the beauty of clay is that it's homeostasic. It wants to take you to where you need to be. It doesn't over-alkalize or under-alkalize. Now, everybody is saying that they're over-acidic, and now they're coming out with you need so much acidity. And, you know, it's this ping-pong game that goes back and forth in the alternative healing deal. One day, or in the healing world, one day this is good for you, the next day it's not good for you. I trust the clay because it is homeostasic and it wants to return me to the proper balance. They say clay has a godlike intelligence and a wisdom of its own, and it knows where to go and what to do. I have seen it numerous times do what the body needs. It just brings you to where you need to be. And I'm just going to say trust the clay and don't worry about everything you read. All right. Good questions here. Let's see if we have any more. Looks like we're done for a minute. Cheryl, if you're listening, I hope you can capture that first one. When I clicked done, it went away, and I want to look up that, whatever it was, the 9-year-old had that I couldn't pronounce. And so I'm going to go to my cell lines and see if there's anyone there who would like to ask a question. If you press *2 on your phone line, it will show me on my page that you would like to ask a question, and I can click and open that line. So if you have a question, I see some people I know that I haven't heard from in a long time. Hi, Elaine. And any of you would like to ask a question, just click *2. In the meantime, I'm not seeing anything. No brave souls there have a question to ask. Good, we're all educated. I have an interesting testimony today, and I'm waiting to hear back from the lady before I make a declarative statement about it, I want to talk to her and find out, you know, how much she used and how long before she saw results. But she has Parkinson's disease, and she said she saw some positive results with her muscles and the tremors. So I did not know that. You know, I learned from my customers as they use things. And I didn't know if Parkinson's had any effect on, if clay had any effect on Parkinson's disease. But now we're finding out that some people are getting some results with relaxed muscles and less tremors. So I think that's an excellent, I'm excited to get that knowledge. And if any of you have Parkinson or know someone who does who would like to try it, I would love to hear feedback from them. I want to find out how these things work. And we learn together, so I would ask that. It looks like everybody is pretty satisfied that they have all the knowledge they need for the day. The Living Clay CO site has some articles that are already always interesting to read. If you go there, livingclayco.com, click on clay information and look for articles. There's information and articles for you. And of course, we have the aboutclay.com, which is a free educational site talking about calcium bentonite clays. When I started out, I was talking about living clays. And a living clay is a clay in the smectite family of clays. Your bentonites are in the smectite family. They are capable of changing within and without. They are the ones that are have the abilities. Not all clays can adsorb and absorb, and your smectites can. So they're the ones that are called living clays. And smectite is the family name, and it would be best if we could go by the family name because the names don't really mean anything. The name bentonite was for a clay found in Fort Benton, Wyoming, and any clay in the United States pretty much has picked up the name bentonite clay. It's sort of like Kleenex was the first tissue we had, and now we have Puffs and Scotties and all these others, but we still say pass me a Kleenex. It's just used generically. There's a lot of confusing things out there, and I hope it hasn't stumbled anyone. Or if you do, bring your question here and we'll answer them. I'm going to look again to see. Oh, we have a question. From Janie Powell in Plano. Can you use the clay on the sunburn? Absolutely. You bet your bottom dollar you can. You get it on there fast. It pulls that heat out. My grandson is a redhead, and of course it doesn't take much sun for him to just get fiery red. And he had been swimming in the river all day, and he missed right at the back of his neck getting sunscreen on. And then he was playing baseball, and he was standing out in the field, and he kept fidgeting and wiggling and squirming. And I said, Jack, what in the world are you wiggling and all about? She said, well, Mina, I swam today and I got sunburn on the back of the neck. And it was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon when they were practicing, and it was 115 degrees and the sun was hitting him right on top of that sunburn. And he was trying to cover it with his shirt and it hurt, so he kept fidgeting around. Well, I didn't have any clay with me, but I had the muscle rub and I got it out and I put it on him. And immediately said, take it off, Mina, it's burning, it's stinging. Well, it's got tea tree oil and peppermint oil in it, and I think the peppermint oil, his little pores were opening and it was too strong. So by the time I got a wet wash rag and wrung it out and wiped it off, he went back out in the field and he quit fidgeting. And when he came in, I went over and looked at him, and his neck wasn't red anymore. Just those few seconds that muscle rub was on there, it took all the heat out and the inflammation out, and his neck just went to tan. It wasn't even red anymore. So get it on there quick. If you want to try if you're brave and you want to try the muscle rub on it, it works extremely fast, but it may sting a little bit. But the clay works well too. Linda in Kansas City, I had a bunion removed on my left foot over a year ago that has healed for the most part, but I can't rise up on my toes completely due to some internal scar tissue. Will the clay help to dissolve the scar tissue? I know it does external scar tissue, and I also had a friend, Linda, who drank the clay for acid reflux, and the first night she felt the tingling in her bunion. And she got up and she said she noticed it was smaller, and she kept taking it. Her bunion went down, and at first she couldn't flex her toes. She couldn't bend them forward or backwards, and now she can bend them both ways. So I'm going to say put the clay mask or mud around that toe completely, real thickly. Wrap it in saran wrap and put some tape over it, maybe a sock on, and sleep with it on. And see what happens, and come back and let us know, because we want to know. I'm pretty sure you're going to get some good results. I would also have you drink the clay. Again, start with 2 ounces twice a day for 14 days. Then if you want to back down to a smaller amount and you're still getting good results, fine. If you're not getting the results you want at 2 ounces twice a day, go to 3 ounces twice a day or 2 ounces three times a day. I like to drink clay throughout the day, particularly before I eat, because then I'm assured that if there's any pesticides or chemicals on my foods, radiation, mercury, whatever could have got into it, will be pulled out before it goes into my body, into the bloodstream. So let us know back on that bunion how it does. It seems to be a natural analgesic and just takes the pain away. It just completely continues to amaze me. People with pain like fibromyalgia or scoliosis say they start using the clay and they notice their pain goes away. So give that a try, and let's see if we have any more questions here. Rick in El Paso, how can one use the clay for enlarged prostate or prostate inflammation? Rick, make a poultice of the clay and just put it over the area and cover it with some saran wrap and put something over it to hold it in place. Leave it on. You can wear it under your clothes. If you can figure out a way to keep it on at night, do it that way too. I would keep putting it on there. We've had some people that said the enlarged prostate went down, and again, it's going to pull the inflammation out. So you need to apply it topically. Again, I would also drink the clay, but I'm always going to say that. Jenny in Walnut Creek, for just one glass of liquid clay, what is the formula? I think she means for one glass of liquid clay, what is the formula? If you're using 8 ounces of water, which is generally one glass, you want to use 1 ounce of clay, which is 2 tablespoons, and I like rounded tablespoons. You don't need to drink the whole glass at one time. If you have a little frother or something to mix it up with it, don't stir it. You need to shake it. So I like to put it in a bottle, mix it up, and then pour it into a glass to drink. So 1 glass equaling 8 ounces would be 2 rounded tablespoons of the dry powder clay, and then find a way to really mix it good without stirring. All right, good questions here. Well, it looks like that's all the questions we have. You know, clay is just an interesting science, and it's still boggling people's mind. I have learned to trust the clay and try the clay, and I never underestimate the power of the clay. The confusing part is there's so many different clays out there, and they don't all act the same. And it's kind of mind-boggling. When I first got on the internet, I searched for calcium bentonite clay, and I got like 5,000 hits. Today, it varies, but they're well over a million, sometimes 2 million hits. When something good comes along, everybody kind of wants to jump on the bandwagon, and we have, you know, lots of plays appearing. Some are excellent and some are not. So learn to understand how clay works. And one of the ways you can best tell is to compare them. Find two that you think you like, order them, and compare them. When you mix the clay, do they absorb the water? Do they expand, or does it stand in water? When you hydrate the clay, does it separate? I'm finding that some clays, the clay just goes to the bottom and they have clear water on top. It's a little cloudy, but mostly clear water. It doesn't stay emulsified. When you put it on, is it really tight, or is it just soft? And when you brush your hand against your cheek, does it just turn to powder and fall off? Now, you're going to knock some chips off when they dry, but it does it get powdery? There are some clays that are very powdery and have very little pull in them. And you'll notice that when you mix it. Look at it when you mix it. How creamy is it? How smooth is it? And those are some things to look for when you're comparing different clays. Well, our time is up for today. Thank you all for joining me. Now, go get some clay and have a good summer weekend. Keep some on hand for those insect bites, particularly mosquito bites. Get it on there quick so we can avoid this West Nile virus. And take it with you when you go camping for sure. Clay is a good summertime thing to put in your first aid kit. If you leave it in your car for very long in the hot sun, though, it is going to dry out. So kind of take it in and out, or keep one there where you can keep checking on it. You can add a little water to it, but it's hard to rehydrate it. Have a great month. I'm trying to say we've just started this month. And next Thursday we'll be doing a wellness seminar. I invite you to come, where we talk about our mental attitude about healing and wellness. And thank you for being with me. This is Perrier, over and out.